Brock, he's doing it again. Erica glared at the Casanova walking beside her, hating how good he looked in his black t-shirt and ass-hugging jeans. Trent Buchanan. He was her daily temptation and ultimate fantasy. And she'd rather wax her nipples in public than admit it to him. Butterflies swarmed her stomach, twisting and turning her into one giant, aroused mess.
What's Buchanan done this time, Villa?
Brock, their team leader, asked, without looking up from the papers on his desk.
He's staring at me,
she growled, and dropped in one of the empty chairs, huffing out a breath. Buchanan, the bastard, as she liked to refer to his cute ass, grinned at her. His full, sexy lips caught her immediate attention.
Excuse me. I can't help it if it's a beautiful day, and I'm glad it's Friday. You're a grump, Villa.
It was so unfair that she had to keep pushing him away when her body wanted to curl around his big frame. But if she ever did that, she'd turn into another Trent groupie, and that was not her thing. She'd seen the other women in the department walk around him, ogling and almost drooling, as if he were the lead singer in a rock band. Pathetic. Buchanan folded his arms over his massive chest. Erica's entire body throbbed every time she looked at him. She drank in the inciting vision and argued with her lust for dominance. Disgusted with her body's responses, she glared at him again. Her eyes strayed to the scar on his upper lip. She gulped and curled her fingers into her palms, digging her nails deep. Whenever she glanced at the tiny scar, she wanted to nibble and run her tongue over it. It was driving her insane. Thankfully, he couldn't read her mind, or he'd be having a hell of a time making fun of her tough talk.
Villa, just look at me.
He opened his muscled arms wide and did a full circle for her. Once he was facing her again, he leaned on the wall. He winked at her.
If you didn't have a stick the size of Texas up your ass, you'd realize what a catch I am.
Ouch!
Jane Donovan, the youngest member in their team, exclaimed as she entered the office.
You are looking to get your little boy parts cut off when you least expect it, Buchanan.
Donovan sat next to Erica and played with her phone, or what appeared to be a phone. She was a systems expert and always had some strange gadget in her hands. Erica peeked at Buchanan again and frowned. It wasn't smart to let him get the best of her. She knew that, but something about him made her speak without thinking. Buchanan grinned, lifted a hand to his lips, and blew her an air kiss.
Villa knows she wants me. If she would stop fighting her instincts, we'd have moved past this awkward foreplay.
And that was the reason Erica would rather swim in shark-infested waters with a paper cut than admit her attraction to the 6'2" wall of sexy muscle. Even if her body was strung so tight she thought she'd soon burst a blood vessel, she would not admit to her growing desire for Buchanan.
Settle down. Where the hell is Ramirez?
Brock asked, finally looking up at the three of them.
Probably getting some in the men's room,
Donovan muttered under her breath. Erica choked on a giggle. They were so going to get written up. Brock didn't allow that kind of talk around the building, ever. It was hard enough that they were held to higher standards than the other teams. The senior directors expected miracles from them. Erica was lucky Brock took the brunt of the stress from his superiors. Buchanan groaned.
Am I missing out on something that awesome? Because I had no idea women were doing that in the men's room.
Erica's smile fell from her lips. He continued to grin at her.
Don't worry, Villa. I'm all yours whenever you want me. Just say the word. I said settle down,
Brock ordered again.
This is not the time or place for this type of behavior. You know we have a strict code of conduct here.
Did Buchanan ever not think of sex? Probably not. Shit. Even she had a hard time keeping her thoughts away from sex whenever he was around.